Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
An elderly Florida lady did her shopping and upon returning to her car, found four males in the act of leaving with her vehicle. She dropped her shopping bags and drew her handgun, proceeding to scream at the top of her lungs, "I have a gun and I know how to use it. Get out of the car now." The four men did not wait for a second threat. They got out and ran like mad. The lady, shaken, then proceeded to load her shopping bags into the back of the car. Then she got into the driver's seat. She was still so shaken that she could not get her key into the ignition. She tried and tried and then realized why. It was for the same reason she had wondered why there was a football, a frisbee, and bottles of juice in the front seat. A few minutes later, she found her own car parked four or five spaces farther down. She loaded her bags into her actual car and drove to the police station to report her mistake. The sergeant to whom she told the story couldn't stop laughing. He pointed to the other end of the counter where four pale men were reporting being carjacked by a mad, elderly woman described as white, less than 5 feet, glasses, curly white hair, carrying a large handgun. No charges were filed. This is a true account recorded in the police log of Sarasota, Florida. Here's another. On a special teacher's day, a kindergarten teacher was receiving gifts from her pupils. The florist's son handed her a gift. She shook it, held it over her head, and said, "I bet I know what it is. Flowers, right?" "That's right," said the boy, "but how did you know?" "Just a wild guess," she said. The next pupil was the candy store owner's daughter. The teacher held the gift over her head, shook it, and said, "I bet I can guess what it is. A box of candy." "That's right, but how did you know?" asked the girl. "Just a lucky guess," she said. The next gift was from the liquor store owner's son. The teacher held the box over her head and noticed that it was leaking. She touched a drop of the leakage with her finger and tasted it. "Is it white wine?" she asked. "No," the boy replied. The teacher repeated the process, touching another drop of the leakage onto her tongue. "Is it champagne?" she asked. "No," the boy replied. The teacher then said, "Well, I give up. What is it?" The boy replied, "A puppy." Ha! So what is the lesson here today? Be careful jumping to conclusions too quickly and being overconfident in your assumptions. Maybe, just maybe, you need to give it a beat or two before reacting. And perhaps you need to ask a few more questions before making assumptions. Hey, Darren here again quickly. I am so thrilled that you are enjoying the production of Darren Daily On Demand. I don't want you to lose sight of how important it is that you stay consistent or get yourself subscribed if you aren't to the every morning discipline of the actual Darren Daily. The transformational magic is in the process, not just the information or the big idea. It is in the ritual and routine to how you kickstart your day. It's calibrating your mind to focus on that one idea and apply it to that very day. Knowledge does not change your life. Behavior does. The action you take on that idea, one idea, each day compounded over time, is what creates the transformational results. Go to DarrenDaily.com if you're not already subscribed, and I will see you there bright and early tomorrow morning.